SBS Radio.
You're listening to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Political and multicultural leaders have condemned weekend rallies in Melbourne that saw hundreds of far-rights and anti-fascists at protest rally on St Kilda foreshores, as you heard in our news and from Peter Wertheim. And the right-wing group said they were protesting against crime and race issues in Melbourne. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has condemned what he called ugly and racial protests. He also commended police for tightly controlling the event and separating the group from opposing anti-racism protesters. And Treasurer Josh Frydenberg echoed the Prime Minister's concerns.
Intolerance has no place in Australia, and the anti-migrant views we saw yesterday has no place in Australia.
As I said, it didn't happen yesterday. It happened Saturday a week ago. Labour leader Bill Shorten took to Twitter to condemn the event for picking on minorities, and the Executive Council of Australian Jury, as you heard before in our interview, also criticised the protest action. And the group CEO, Peter Wertheim, says that if groups want to make a point, taking to the streets with swastikas is not the way to go about it.
If there are problems, or whatever problems there may be, with African gangs in Melbourne, they're not going to be addressed by displays of the Nazi swastika or Hitler salutes. I mean, these are matters that need to be addressed by government with all its resources and not by a motley collection of neo-Nazis led by a pair of convicted criminals.
The Australian Multicultural Foundation also condemned the race-based rallies. Executive Director Dr. Hass Delal says discrimination based on race, ethnicity and colour will not be accepted by the majority of Australians. An independent Wentworth MP, Karen Phelps, has told the ABC Australia's political leader should do everything possible to fight right-wing extremists.
There does seem to be a rise of anti-Semitism and neo-Nazi behaviour and attitudes in countries around the world. And we have certainly historical lessons about this, and I believe that we should do whatever we can to combat this. And I was very pleased to see that there was a counter-protest by people who said, not in our country, this is not what Australia stands for.
Dr. Phelps urged the Prime Minister and opposition leader to denounce the involvement of independent Queensland Senator Fraser Anning at the rallies. The senator attended the event beside right-wing activities and was reportedly filmed making inflammatory remarks about immigration. And Deputy Labour leader Tanya Plibersek says the senator's attendance was disgusting. And Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says the government should refuse to accept Senator Anning's vote after his involvement in the event.
I'm calling on the government today to stand by everyday Australians and to stand up for decency. That means refusing to accept Senator Anning's vote in the parliament when we resume next month, refusing to count his vote in their numbers when they want to get legislation passed. He must be condemned by all sides of politics, and we must make sure that he's shunned when we return to Parliament next month.
The senator insists he was representing his local constituents during the rally, as he claims Queensland is also experiencing gang violence. Meanwhile, Senator Anning says he will charge taxpayers for his return flights to Melbourne to attend the protests. He's told Melbourne Radio 2AW it was an official business.
Now, as of now, it's been paid for by the government. If I find that it should have been paid for by me when I talk to MAPS, then I'll pay for it. Otherwise, because I was doing something for as a senator.
And the Executive Council of Australian Juries, Peter Wertheim, says most Australians should be shocked to discover the Queensland senators' flights should be covered by taxpayers.
I would hope that whatever the position may be with regard to the expenditure of public money, that the Australian government and the opposition, and indeed all of the major parties, will be at least in unison on the complete unacceptability of a member of parliament giving support and promoting indirectly or directly this sort of ideology.
And Senator Hanson Young says it is unacceptable.
Well, I don't think it's appropriate for taxpayers' money to be spent supporting Nazis. Senator Anning should pay that money back, and he should do it quickly.
Meanwhile, Mr. Wertheim says these rallies can have a distressing flow-on effect by bringing back traumatic memories and experiences for Holocaust survivors. He says the protests follow another incident in Victoria, and he was telling us during our interview about that incident, where a group plastered Nazi swastikas and anti-Semitic messages on a Jewish aged care facility.
And one, I might add, that does have a significant number of Holocaust survivors residing there. So this is the sort of mentality you're dealing with. People who will target and victimise the frail aged and don't mind also traumatising people who have already suffered more than enough trauma in their lives.
And the story was written by Sonia Hedman for SBS News. And please write to me, nitza.lowenstein@sbs.com.au, to share with our listeners your thoughts, or you can SMS me on 0418-453-865, your thoughts about the rally.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.